Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Vigneur, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and I'm just headed back to the Bob Vigneur Live studio from the state capitol, where the Amendment 62 campaign held a tremendous press conference. It was packed with media, the print media, radio, and television news cameras were all there, and it was revealing the Amendment 62 campaign strategy, the first campaign commercial, and it had Ambassador Alan Keyes, who was eloquent and powerful. It had Bishop Philip Porter, a well-known Denver minister who worked with Coach Bill McCartney to found Promise Keepers. It had Walter Hoy, the co-sponsor of California's Personhood Amendment, and Pastor Biff Gore, who voiced the extraordinary commercial, Persons Not Property, for Amendment 62, and also Lolita Hanks, registered nurse and Colorado Right to Life spokesperson. And it was a powerful press conference. And there was a twist that was thrown at the campaign today in the news that's grabbing all the headlines, with Tom Tancredo threatening to step into the governor's race. And in order to do that, he would need to take the place of the Constitution Party's candidate, Ben Goss, who is a politician with the Constitution Party here in Colorado, a candidate. And Tom Tancredo has talked to the Constitution Party and talked to Ben Goss about taking that slot and running for governor on the Constitution Party's ticket. Well, Ben Goss has been a strong supporter of Colorado's Amendment 62. Amendment 62, the Personhood Amendment, has been part of his campaign. It is in his campaign video. It's on his website. And Colorado's Constitution Party, on their homepage, is an endorsement for Amendment 62. So they have been in talks with Tom Tancredo, and they are gauging his commitment to personhood and that human life should be valued and protected from the biological beginning of that person. And so there was a real excitement when Ben Goss agreed to attend the Amendment 62 press conference, and that was a last-minute development, and it went just tremendously well. So I'm headed back to our studio from that conference. What I'd like to do is play just a few minutes of audio, and then I'll get back on the show here. Of course, I'm calling in by cell phone. So if my studio has that ready, let's play some audio from the press conference.
I noticed recently an exchange that I think was Senator Tom Coburn had with the Supreme Court nominee, Elena Kagan, in which he asked her at one point whether she believed in unalienable rights, that is, in rights which every human being may claim and which are not given by government, by law, by constitutions, but as our great Declaration of Independence says, are an endowment from the Creator, are given us by God. I think there are many people around the country now in all kinds of areas and movements and from all different walks of life and races and creeds who are recognizing that we are in a crisis of our Constitution, a crisis of our belief in the doctrine that makes us free, which is that governments are instituted to secure unalienable rights and that they must therefore be based upon consent, which is to say on representation, due process, elections. Everything we value as Americans depends on this. I go through that because Amendment 62 is about the fundamental concept that is required in order to hold on to the doctrine of unalienable rights. The concept that each and every human being, each and every human life, represents not the will of man, not the will of power, not the will of governments, but the will of God. That was stated when the country was founded in our great declaration. We are endowed by our Creator, not by human powers, with unalienable rights. That means that every time we see another human being, we are looking at a representative of the Creator, at an instance of the inviolable will of the one who made us all. That assertion is critical. It's not just critical to protecting the lives of innocent children in the womb. I think pro-lifers stand forward and ought to stand forward to affirm this because it's the very heart and basis of the pro-life cause. But in fact, if as Americans we mean to win the battle that is being waged, to retain our rights, to retain our system of self-government, not to see it replaced by a totalitarian government-controlled society in which we have only those rights which the government dictates, then we must hold on to, affirm, and move forward the concept of personhood, that each and every human being represents an inviolable dignity that comes not from man, but from God. That's what Amendment 62 is about. And I think it speaks to people not just as pro-lifers. It speaks to people as Americans. It speaks to people as Christians. It speaks to people as human beings who mean to affirm the truth that every human being, as a creature of God, has basic dignity and basic rights that at no stage and for no reason, not because of poverty, not because of wealth, not because of ignorance, not because of knowledge, not because of stage of development or place of being in the womb, no human being, regardless of their condition, should be violated in their basic God-given dignity and God-given rights. That is what the Personhood Amendment is all about. And I think it's especially important now that we back the folks in Colorado who are pursuing this. It is not only true that this is the one place in the country right now where this positive affirmation of the very foundation of the pro-life cause is being put forward, but it's also true that this is the one place in the country where new generations can be educated to that which is the heart and soul of the pro-life cause. And I state it again, it's really very simple. What Amendment 62 is about is simply affirming as Americans what was said in our Declaration of Independence, that our unalienable rights do not come from human constitutions and laws. They come from God, making of each and every child of God a representative of his sovereign will.
Hallelujah.
It was very inspiring to hear Ambassador Alan Keyes, and after the speakers, then Keith Mason, who's the campaign manager for Amendment 62, he invited the media to ask questions. There were actually very good questions that were presented, and the spokesmen, the representatives for the Personhood campaign took turns responding. Please pray that God will work on the hearts and the minds of the editors in newsrooms around Denver and Colorado as they decide what to put on the evening news, but not only TV, radio, KHOW Radio and KOA. They had a reporter there, and of course, the whole issue with Ben Goss, candidate for Governor Ben Goss, and Tom Tancredo will be a major news story tonight, and to have Ben Goss there at the press conference saying that everything about his campaign, his candidacy, his campaign video, his website, his party, the Constitution Party, is all about the unalienable right to life, and they are fully supportive of Colorado's Personhood Amendment 62. That is just an extraordinary opportunity for the campaign to tie in with current events.
So now I think the cell phone is getting a little bit better quality. I don't know how that happened, but it just sounds better to me. And so I got to thank our engineer for making that happen. And in studio. We're now in studio. Keith Mason, campaign manager. Keith, what's your assessment of the press conference?
Well, I think it was very well attended. We got a couple wild cards thrown at us there, which was pretty interesting. The fact that the candidate that Tancredo will be taking his place, it seems like, was willing to come and able to come. And, you know, basically, to sum up what he said, I feel like maybe I could take the liberty. He basically said, Tancredo, unless you endorse Amendment 62, I'm not giving you my seat. So,
well, that's Ben Goss is a man of principle. He's a friend of the Denver pro-life community, the personhood community. He stands on principle. And, you know, over the last few months, when I would run into Ben Goss at some social event, I'd always refer to him as the Gov. I'd say, hey, Gov, can I get my picture taken with you? And it's just so encouraging to see not only Ben Goss, but his campaign, his party, making Amendment 62, the personhood amendment, a central position, a plank of their party's platform. And to say, we will not support a candidate who is not fully pro-life, not 100% pro-life without exception.
That's right. That's right. And as Tancredo takes that seat, or takes his position, it'll be interesting to see if he fully does embrace the personhood effort, the Amendment 62. The proof will be in the pudding. And I think what he'll see is that there's a lot of energy on the ground that he may be able to benefit from if he were to jump on board with both feet the personhood effort here in Colorado.
Yeah, I think you're right. When I look at some of the Republican campaigns, and whether I look at, say, Jay Norton or Scott McGinnis, if they had what Amendment 62 has right now, Keith, you're the campaign manager, Keith Mason is. Keith, you've got over 1,000 volunteers who turned in 126,000 signatures to get Amendment 62 on the ballot. These people are working their precincts, their counties, their cities. They're excited. I think if any of the run-of-the-mill politicians in Colorado had 1,000 campaign volunteers, I think they'd be ecstatic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they'd be thrilled. Even more so if they were able to, I already have ID'd 250,000 Colorado voters that are willing to vote yes for them.
That's right.
They'd also be excited about that, which we have.
Yeah.
And we're continually marching forward to get 1,000,000 people ID'd to vote yes and then to actually get out and vote.
Yeah.
Yet.
So what could happen here is that we've got Tom Tancredo, who's considering throwing his hat into the ring and running for governor. He could have the support of the incredible momentum and excitement and grassroots effort of a state filled with people who want to stop the killing of unborn children. He could have that encouraging him. Or he could oppose it. It's up to each one of us individually.
That's right. And you know, one thing, you know, it's very interesting. I was listening to some of this soap opera play out on the radio this morning. But I find it interesting.
Were you listening to Boyle's?
Pete Boyle's show.
I was too.
That was Boyles. Very entertaining. I had a great time listening to that. Tancredo and Dick Wadhams. You know, sort of play it out, which was very fun.
It was amazing radio.
It was very good.
It was also hysterical.
It was also that. Put a smile on my face.
Yeah, it was good.
But, you know, to me, the issue is not about Republicans. It's not about a candidate endorsing us. It's not about GOP. It's about doing something, you know, to honor God. It's about pushing forward, you know, the truly pro-life amendment and working towards passing it. And, you know, that really is what we're doing.
Well, Keith, you're right in that it's not Republican. It's not Democratic. In fact, forget red, forget blue. We're turning our state purple because we've got people around Colorado who are really doing such an extraordinary thing. They are going online to the campaign tracker, mycampaigntracker.org, and they're doing things like literature drop in their neighborhood, and the campaign tracker is mapping that. And Keith, around where this studio is in Arvada, Colorado, we are seeing precinct after precinct starting to turn purple as people are getting yard signs, bumper stickers, and handing out literature. It's really fun.
It's just beginning, too, Bob. It's just starting.
It is, and because it's July.
It's July, yeah.
In August and September and October, those are the main campaign months.
Right. And I don't know if we've given this announcement to your audience or not, Bob, but, you know, we did some research last week because we wanted to know what else pro-lifers around the country would be supporting. We wanted to know what else would they, you know, what other bills would be on the ballot or amendments or laws would be on the ballot.
This
the
has
country.
Not been announced on our show. So did you find out?
Well, the research showed that what personhood is in America is on the offensive. And we have the only pro-life law on the ballot anywhere in the country this November.
Wow. November 2010, Colorado is the place to be if you're pro-life. Because there is no other ballot initiative in the country.
Not only ballot initiative, there's no statute, there's no other law that concerning pro-life anything. Mm. Even the regulatory laws, the pretend pro-life bills, they're not on the ballot anywhere. Mm. They've all been focused on other things, and we're the only ones on the ballot that are pushing forward for the God-given right to life. And so this is a real opportunity. This is a defining moment for the personhood movement.
Now, Keith, tomorrow, Lord willing, we will play the audio of the press conference. We heard from Alan Keyes already. But what an extraordinary press conference it was. And to have these leaders come from around Colorado and around the country, Walter Hoy from California is an extraordinary man. He is the real deal. Mm-hmm. He's in Colorado for a month going church to church. Keith, he's been speaking to churches on Sunday mornings, Sunday evenings, meeting with pastors during the week. He's taken an RV tour of the state of Colorado. And he is finding receptive crowds that are energized, that realize this is a Christian battle because God is our creator, and he told us to love your neighbor. And if we're going to wait for atheists to stop the killing of unborn children, we're going to be waiting a long time.
That's
right. This is a Christian battle. And the church, the body of Christ, needs to stand up and be willing to go where the battle is the hottest, where they're killing kids, and to stop the killing of unborn children.
That's right. And so this is the opportunity. This is our moment. This is our moment. Yeah. And if the pro-life movement can work together and to be unity and unified to fight for the true, a true pro-life effort, and really, you know what? There's no other option. You say you're pro-life. And you want to do something this November. You're mad about whatever.
Yeah.
Or you just want to do something.
How about mad about Obamacare?
You're mad about that?
I'm mad about Obamacare.
Well,
my tax dollars being used to pay to kill children. You were asked by a reporter in the press conference this morning, well, you said that Obamacare, our dollars are going to be used to go for abortion. And this reporter challenged that. And you correctly said that the federal government has already authorized $160 million to the state of Pennsylvania specifically to fund abortion. And that is part of the Obamacare package. In fact, it's one of the first parts being implemented.
Right, which is also a key element or the key element to something that has sort of been forgotten, but we called FOCA, Freedom of Choice Act, which is basically in place now through backdoor means. But, you know, I think it's important to say that $160 million is for abortion on demand because there's already tax dollars going to pay for abortions, even with the Hyde Amendment in place and all those kind of things.
Right.
So as pro-lifers, we shouldn't pretend that it's not. But
right.
But here's what's even more devastating.
Planned Parenthood gets hundreds of millions of dollars a year of our tax dollars, and they're the number one abortionist in the country. They commit more abortions than any other organization. So absolutely our money goes to pay abortions, only they use accounting tricks. They say, well, it doesn't go for abortion. It goes to pay for our retirement or whatever.
Right. And you know what's interesting is that they were there today in the press conference. You know,
they
follow very closely what we're doing here. And it's because it's effective. And if the pro-life community unites behind Amendment 62 here in Colorado, across the nation, say someone hearing this in North Carolina or Washington State or California, well, they could get behind Colorado. This is the only thing. This is the only thing going in the nation. If they were able to get behind this.
So pro-lifers around the country can help out.
Yeah.
Of course, they could donate to the two sponsoring organizations, Personhood Colorado and Colorado Right to Life. But to make it even easier, they just go online to mycampaigntracker.org, and they could actually help the campaign in a certain part of Colorado. If they have relatives who live down in Pueblo, or maybe in Durango, or in Fort Morgan, then they could go to that part of Colorado and literally do something online while they're sitting at their keyboard that will help reach their relatives in that city, in their county, and it'll make an impact immediately.
That's right. Or, you know what would be helpful too? Is if pro-lifers want to come to Colorado. If they can't donate, they could come to Colorado. They could help us walk precincts. They could help us go door knocking.
Yeah.
They could help us send out mailings from our office. They could help man our phone bank. And there's thousands and thousands of pro-lifers across the country. There's probably hundreds, if not thousands, listening to this broadcast that could get involved. And so even so, you know, the people of Colorado, we got this on the ballot with God's blessing.
Again. Yeah.
So this is our backyard. So it's time for us to rise up as well.
It really is. Keith, so far I've done two precincts. Now, in my whole life, when I heard the word precinct, I would cringe. I just don't like it. I don't like the whole political process. But now I'm starting to like a precinct, because a precinct means my neighborhood. And we got out there with my parents, my wife Cheryl, three of our seven boys. A couple of the other boys were going to help, Keith, but they were helping you.
Oh.
They were helping you. So we got out there and we had the greatest time leafleting our neighborhood, our precinct. We went on the campaign tracker and we saw what are the boundaries of our precinct. And we just, you know, most people have a home printer. We just printed out the map of the precinct. And we divided it up. We wrote on it and we said, okay, Pops, you and Michael, you guys take these blocks. And Connie, Mom, you and Zachary, you guys take these blocks. Dominic and Cheryl, they'll do this area. And I'll go over here. There's a retirement center. So I went and spent a couple hours talking to retired people. And I went there. And we covered our whole precinct, and then we went for lunch. Hmm. Keith, we had the greatest time.
That's awesome.
And we've done this twice now, two precincts, and we plan to turn the precincts around our home purple. And if you do a literature drop in your precinct, you get 70 points, and it costs $39 to pay for the literature and the door hangers and the shipping, but Keith, what if somebody wants to do it and they just don't have $39?
Come by your office. Pick it up.
Come by the office and pick it up. Or just check on the tracker and check, I want to do this, but money's tight. And you'll get to do it anyway.
That's right.
Because the campaign will ship you the literature and you'll know where your precinct boundaries are from mycampaigntracker.org. And if you get 100 points, your precinct turns completely purple. And then you know your precinct has been reached. Well, just by doing a literature drop, you get 70 points. Then you get a yard sign, a bumper sticker. You do a couple things, and you're there. You're at 100 points.
And you're doing great. And you're doing great. And so so it's awesome. And I think the reporters were paying attention when we announced the campaign tracker today.
Yeah, they were very interested.
Yes.
The TV camera zoomed in to you've got a beautiful, what is that gadget you've got?
iPad, I think.
It's an iPad.
iPad.
I'm over 50. it's a nice thing.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. But we were able to show what it was, play the commercial for them.
Yeah, the TV camera zoomed right into the screen on your iPad, and it showed the state of Colorado, the map of Colorado, the counties, mycampaigntracker.org, and all the tasks you can do to help the campaign in your area.
So the time is now. I mean, the campaign, I mean, summer's here, but the campaign has officially begun. We're well into the campaign. We have national figures coming to endorse it, like Dr. Keyes. So honored to have Dr. Keyes come out and speak on our behalf and for the efforts. So eloquent. I was so impressed.
The Washington Post reported the press conference today in the Washington Post. It was on 9 News before the press conference. And with these national figures and Walter Hoy from California, the California, I call him the co-sponsor of the California Personhood Amendment. Mm-hmm. That's my lingo. That's not the official link.
It was the California Human Rights Amendment, but it affirmed personhood rights. So it's the same thing.
It was a personhood amendment, but it was called a human rights.
Other folks might think of it as a different name. And that's right.
But for my audience, to use shorthand, Walter Hoy was the co-sponsor along with Lila Rose, who's an extraordinary human being. I mean, Lila is just...
She's great.
She's just... You can't... Words fail to describe the power of this young woman. She's cost Planned Parenthood $1 million in one state, Tennessee, when they defunded Planned Parenthood because of her undercover videos showing that they don't care about young women getting raped by men, girls. Yeah, and so she's the other co-sponsor of personhood in California with Walter Hoy, and Walter Hoy is spending a month in Colorado. What an honor. And these guys at the press conference, it's like I'm looking into the Bible days. It's like I got a window and I'm looking through and there's the Bible. It's happening.
Wow.
Men and women of God rising up to stand against wickedness and proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ and that we have a creator and that God made us. And you have to love your neighbor, not kill your innocent neighbor, the young child.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, later today, I'm actually going to pack my bags because we're hitting the road with Walter Hoy.
You are.
Yeah, we're going to be joining his tour and then ending up in Durango where there's a massive protest with Joe Scheidler.
Joe from Chicago. Yeah, Joe Scheidler, pro-life.
The grandfather of the pro-life movement.
Oh, he's incredible.
He's one of my heroes, and he's coming down to help us expose sort of some wickedness that's going on at a Catholic hospital there.
They have an abortionist
they
on
have
staff.
An abortionist with privileges, which... He delivers babies there some days and then kills babies on Wednesdays at Planned Parenthood. So we're going down to expose him, put some pressure, and it's working. It's working.
Hopefully the hospital will revoke his privileges. But in the meantime, what a great opportunity to bring together pro-lifers in Durango, way southwestern Colorado, near Four Corners. And that will be a hub of activity to pass Amendment 62 right there in Durango. There's a powerful pro-life group.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to do a protest, and after the protest, we're all going to talk about Amendment 62 and what they can do. Even folks from New Mexico, because, this has become a national campaign.
National campaign. 40 states working toward personhood. And the first two that decriminalized abortion have personhood on the ballot, Mississippi and Colorado. It's exciting, folks. God bless you.